Anyway, so welcome. We have people from all over the world joining us today. We're excited you're here. This is going to be an amazing experience. We have been doing some online courses now and finding that they work really, 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 really well. There's a lot of advantages actually over some of the other ways we used to do it in rooms and so forth. And our purpose in this four-month course is to literally have you have a major transformation. We're going to pick one or two areas of your life, focus on that really intensely. And our goal is for you to have a major breakthrough and for you to really commit this next 4 months like you've never committed before to something you really want. So it's really up to you. And we're going to help you in these first couple of sessions to really get clear about what that is. So the next 4 months, you can produce a measurable result that you can look back on. I was just interviewed yesterday by a guy in the UK, and one of the questions he asked me was, you know, was there a defining moment in your life when everything changed? And I said there were four of them. And I want this next 4 months to be something that you would answer that question with, as you know, if you were talking about your life 3 years from now. So this is a major vector change for you. So I'm really excited about this. I hope you are too. If you don't know Patty, most of you do. But Patty has been my business partner for 30 years. She is the president of the Campfield Training Group Self-Esteem Seminar. She was the president of the Chicken Soup for the Soul Enterprises. She's done a number of books. I forget the exact number, but up like 19 or 20 New York Times best-selling Chicken Soup for the Soul books. She is the author of a new book just coming out called Permission Granted, which is all about giving women the permission to be themselves and go for their goals. She is a co-founder of something called Goal Friends with Darlene Whitehurst, which is doing these groups of women that are achieving goals all around the country. She developed our online courses, our online train-a-trainer, our online BTS program. She really is the person that convinced me to go ahead and write the Success Principles book, which has changed millions of lives around the world. See if I've left anything out here I want to tell you about her. She runs all of our executive mastermind retreats with us. She runs mastermind groups almost all day long on the phone with different people. And she helped co-develop this program. So we're going to be teaching this program together. And if you haven't already, just go ahead and type into the chat where you're from. It's really fun to, if you haven't already done it, if you've done it, great. It's just fun for us to kind of see where everyone's from and what's going on in terms of the global reach of what we're doing. And one of the fun things about this, you're going to get to know some of the people in this program really well. And we've literally had people go from Mexico to India and participate in TEDx conferences that they put on over there because they met in seminars we've done together. So there's lots of opportunities here for as we go through this 4 months to really connect with people in a big way. So Patty, do you want to say anything before we jump into this?
I just want to say you did a great intro. I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
And I like to say that I was really Chief Chicken, and I'm glad that we convinced you strongly to do the Success Principles, because if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't have had all the programs that we have today. And so I just want to say thank you, Jack, for taking the time to do this with me and really putting the effort, because I don't think there's a better teacher on the planet than you. And to be able to say that after 31 years of hanging out with somebody, it's pretty big for all of you out there that have relationships. So
thank
you. Just want to add that. And welcome to everyone. We really, like Jack said, want to make this fun. It's different. We might have a little quirks here and there. You might see some repetition in different things that we believe that you should, because we all need to take advice and actually implement it and use it in our lives. As lots of you know, sometimes I say, take my advice, I'm not using it. We're all human. So we're here to support you for these next 4 months and just make it awesome and really fun with community and challenges and all kinds of great things. So I'm excited. And let's get started.
So I just want to take a moment to talk about what you can expect from the program. You'll see me looking down every once in a while because I do have some notes. I don't want to miss anything here. Rest of the time, I'll be looking at you guys. We want you, as I said, to have a real measurable result in one or two areas of your life, something you can look back on and say, I accomplished that. From some examples of things that people have done recently in some of our groups, one person in a six-month program lost 50 pounds. Another person in a shorter program lost 25 pounds. People have gotten their books done, started websites, scaled their business up, doubled their income, tripled their income. You know, one person I know, major income, was making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, doubled their income in 6 months as a result of this work. People have started coaching programs, have gone from coaching one-on-one to one-to-many, and have now running courses online with Zoom and other, platforms. People are starting to do podcasts. People have removed major irritations from their life. We're going to hear about one of those today when Patty talks. We're talking about that. And
I have a therapy session before we started. Let's just be real.
I just joined a network marketing company about 2.5 months ago, and I've already got 1,046 people in my downline, and we've just really rocking and rolling. But I just want to share that in terms of that's a shorter period of time than what we're doing in this course. And it's led to significant, five-figure income for me
results.
Already.
Yeah. And it's from doing the work and doing everything that we're going to share with all of you today. Yeah. So,
and using these same principles, you just finished Permission Granted in a short period of time as well.
I did. Nothing like a deadline to get you going, when you're not involved, I can slack a little bit more. So that's why I'm glad you're here. Also, too, we're going to have a ton of accountability, and we want to do it in a couple different ways. One, we're going to wait until about a weekend where we're going to give you accountability partners. We're going to match you up in one way or another. Jocelyn, who's going to be our community manager, I'll introduce her in a bit. She'll give us more details on that. But also, I want all of you, I'd love to see just in the chat, are you on Facebook? And actually, if you're not on Facebook, I'd rather see that, to be honest, because I'm assuming most people are. But what I'd love for you to do as we go through and do these challenges, and we'll be posting them daily for you to be using those things and taking pictures and doing videos and posting them, because it's a way for us to have social proof and really all feel like we're in the room together. We want this to feel just like we were all together in BTS. And the more that we can see each other each day online and watch videos and comment on them and cheer you on, the more successful you'll be, and so will we, because Jack and I are going to do these challenges along with you. So we have our own little bet going. Who's gonna post more, me or Jack? So you guys will have to keep up on that. So that's that for there. And then let's see, is there something else that I wanted to mention? I'm looking at my notes as well. Okay, so let's just talk about the culture of this group. We really want to create something very safe, just like we do at BTS. We all sort of agree to what happens at BTS stays at BTS. Whatever anybody shares is confidential. We want to create a very safe environment. That's part of the Canfield methodology. So please respect that. You'll see the rules in the community, but I know that you all probably mostly know that. And so another thing that we want you to do as part of this community is to really show up. So in order to get your course completion certificate, you have to show up live to all the calls, or you have to watch the replay to all 8 calls. And we can actually tell if you did. So make sure that you do that. I know some of the time zones are a little wanky. We're going to try to work some of those things out with some of the office hours that I'll be delivering, but do that. Also, do the work. So we're going to teach on these calls, but we're also going to give you homework, and we want you to really, if you can take time, maybe block an extra 30 minutes after each of these sessions to really get into them and do your homework then, so you don't put it off, so it's really fresh in your mind. That would be great. That'll be in the member portal, which our team magically created within record time, and we'll show you what that looks like later today. So be sure to complete your homework always. Also, engaging online, again, we're trying to keep, that's the one key. Over all the programs that I've been running over the last, 2 years online, all the people that are here right now that are from my mastermind groups will know, you can comment on it, but also the women that have been in my permission granted groups. When we post and we really hold each other accountable that way, it just really keeps people engaged. And right now with COVID and us all being home and some of us having to live with our children when we haven't been used to it, if you're anything like me, things can get a little overwhelming. So there's nothing better than to see somebody saying something positive or posting on something that you did, like, good job. It just keeps us going. We need to be inspired. We all have different love languages, but it really makes a huge difference. And then lastly, we want you to have a great time. So part of accountability for some people is like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be held accountable, I'm gonna be judged. That's totally not what this is. This is so we can completely support you 1,000%. We're all going to, there's 500 people in this group. So each one of you has 499 cheerleaders. And so what we can do in the next 4 months could be record breaking. And that's, let's just like set that intention and really hold that space to visualize so big that anything is possible. And I think that's that. So I now I want to go into some housekeeping items. And so I'm going to ask Jocelyn to come on. Jocelyn Kuhn has been working with me for about a year now, and she is amazing. She's my little techno wizard and also my support system. She creates all kinds of programs for me. She's done a ton. She's created a lot of this for Jack and I and working directly with us. And so she's going to walk us through some of the housekeeping items. And I am going to let her do that. So Jocelyn.
Hello.
Hi there.
All right. I want to go through this pretty quickly so you guys can get to the fun stuff and the content. But all of this information is also going to be available in your membership portal. So if you miss something, don't worry. There's a lot of different places where you can find all this information. The first thing that I want to go through is your support emails. So if you have a question related to the program, you can email me at club@jackcanfield.com and I will help find you an answer. We also have a customer service email that you can reach out if you have like issues with your billing or your membership or anything like that. And then we also have technical support for any issues that you might have with the membership portal. And those email addresses will also be in your membership portal for you. The next thing that we wanted to go over is homework. And your homework is going to be sent following each of these calls. So you'll get an email a few hours after each call. And it'll let you know that your homework PDFs are now available in your membership portal. You'll find those. They'll be attached to the replay video, so you can download those there. And then once you've completed your homework, this is an important step to get your credit for completing. You're gonna want to mark complete. There's gonna be a button down below that download, and you're gonna want to mark complete to receive your credit for completion. You must complete all 8 homework assignments to get your certificate of completion also. The next thing I'm going to let Jack go over, this is the course agreements.
And why it's important.
This will be in your portal, and you'll download this after the workshop. And what we want you to do is actually read it and to sign it. There's something magical about signing your agreements. The real question becomes, why are agreements important? I'll talk about the agreements in just a minute, but let me tell you why agreements are so important. One of the things that we find that ruins self-esteem, that ruins self-confidence, that ruins trust. We have a lot of people now that are making agreements with us in the political world, in our business life, in our social life, et cetera, relationships, and they don't keep them. And that erodes the trust in the relationship. We need more trust in our culture right now. We live in a very untrusting world. So one of the things you want to do to develop trust, how you develop trust becomes a big question, is you make agreements with people and then you keep them. So if I make an offer to you and I keep that agreement, if I tell you I'll do something and I keep that agreement, if I say I'll show up and I show up on time and I keep that agreement, you begin to trust me. And so one of the key principles of success is building trust. We do work in business with people we trust, people we like, and people we trust, and people we know. And so our good friend Ivan Meisner, who runs BNI, is a big referral institute. There's thousands and thousands of members around the world, and they do an amazing amount of business together. And the first thing is you got to show up and be visible. You've done that. You're here, and you're going to be being visible with each other. Then you have to develop credibility, meaning you do what you say you're going to do. You keep your agreements. And then finally, you can turn that into profitability because people will trust you, and they'll refer to you, and they will, you know, help your reputation build. And so this builds our self-esteem. When you make an agreement, every agreement you make is with yourself, even if you make the agreement with me. And so when you make an agreement and you keep it, it builds your own self-esteem, your own confidence that you can achieve things. every time you hit the snooze alarm on your phone or on your alarm clock, what happens is some part of you goes, oh, I said I was going to get up at 6:30, but I'm really not. And by the way, recent research of billionaires is they all get up before 5:30 in the morning. They start their day really early. And so we'll be talking about that as we get into the course. But if you continually are setting a goal for yourself, you're going to work out, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, and you don't do it, you undermine your own belief in yourself. And that affects your confidence when you go into a relationship, when you go into a meeting and so forth. So by making these agreements, you're going to do things that perhaps you haven't done before, maybe a little out of your comfort zone, but the exact things you know you need to do to get to where you want to go. And we're going to support you in doing that. And when you do that, your self-esteem, your self-confidence, your self-trust, you actually have less confusion in your life. You have more energy to focus on your goals. There's a lot of payoffs for keeping these agreements. So again, the agreements are really simple. I commit to keeping all things shared in the group private. That's confidentiality. So you know you can share anything in a small group when we break you into small groups or in a large chat or whatever. I commit to take 100% responsibility. That means you're going to make the most of your time in this course. And you're responsible for your results. You're not going to blame your spouse, your children, COVID-19, the pandemic, the lockdown, the government, the economy, whatever, for the lack of results. You're going to take 100% responsibility for your life over these next 4 months. And you commit to give your best effort, that you're willing to play full out, whatever that is for you. You're committing to do all the homework assignments and activities. We're going to give you assignments that are actually fun, but will stretch you and will get you to get to where you want to go. These are all for you, not against you. And then we want you to commit to show up, to actually be here on the calls. It's great to watch the replay if you can't be here live, but it's much better to be here live because there's much more energy, it's a common intention in the same amount of time, and there's a chance for you to ask questions. I commit to avoid gossip and drama. What does that mean? Be focused on what you want to create, not be talking about things that are irrelevant, what the president did, what your neighbor did, what your son did last night, but talk about what it is you want and how we're going to get there. That's really where With Conversation wants to be there. And we're going to be looking at the blocks, the fears, the limiting beliefs that show up, et cetera. And then we'll help you process through that so that they don't keep you stuck. Because all of the habits you have, most of your behavior are habits. Many of them are self-destructive. They're not getting you where you want to go. They're held in place by beliefs. We're going to be focusing on that. But let's communicate directly to us if you have a problem. Don't be talking about that between the other participants. They can't solve the problem. Only we can. So make sure you contact us. And then commit to have fun and enjoy the journey. There's actually research now that shows that it's about 25% less fun in the world right now. People are reporting they're not having fun. So we want this course to be engaging and fun and active, as well as, you know, work and stretching. So those are the commitments we want you to make. And we really also want you to make sure you do the homework and, you know, really be engaged in the course. This is not something that you put on the side like a book you put next to the bathroom and you read it every once in a while, but you're really engaged full out every day. And also I would just say that, you know, you see these agreements. Also want to talk about these Facebook challenges we're going to be doing. We're going to be giving away some really cool prizes. So you want to be able to go to the Facebook group. I'll let Jocelyn talk about this for just a minute. You'll see it on the screen. She can tell you how to do that. But through social proof, meaning somehow proving you did the thing with a video, a post or whatever, we're going to be picking people who've actually done the work. More than one person will probably all do it well. And then we'll put you into a little lottery, maybe 20 people or whatever, and we'll pick one. And someone's going to win an hour with me. You can use it however you want. There's a coaching call. If you want me to interview you for your podcast, if you want me to interview you for your website, whatever it is, we'll figure that out. Patty will be doing the same thing 1 week or 1 month rather. And so we're really going to stay engaged and have a lot of fun. We find that the more we have this, what they call gamified, where you're measuring things, keeping score, et cetera, you get a lot more done. There's actually a chapter in my book, The Success Principles, called Scorekeeping for Success. And we know the subconscious likes to continually beat its little records. So we'll be doing that as well. Josh, you want to jump in on this? Or Patty, you want to talk about your office hours? One of you two?
Yeah, I'll talk about the challenge really quick. So the first thing I want to just point out, if you're not in the Facebook group yet, you should receive an email that has the link to join. But if you can't find that or are having any trouble, you can also just type into your search bar, Reignite Your Life Coaching Club, and it will come up and you can ask to join, and then we'll get you into that group. The second thing I wanted to point out was I have an arrow here by announcements. Anything that's going to be important information that we really want to make sure that you see, or videos from Jack and Patty, those will all be under announcements. So if you are having a hard time finding things through all the different, all the different emails, posts that are going on in the group, then just click on the announcements and that will give you the really important information. The next thing that I wanted to point out is that we have this tab called the units tab, and that is where you'll find your challenges. So the first challenge is this 30-day kickstart challenge. You can read the challenge overview and then print the overview graphic if you want. You can print the graphic and the tracker and keep track of everything that you're doing every day. So that's all there for you in the Facebook group.
Great.
And so one of the things is just kind of, this is what the challenge looks like. What was that? Go ahead.
One of the things I just want to add, so this is the challenge, so we'll prompt you every day to what the challenge is going to be. And so for those of you that are nervous or scared about getting on Facebook, this is also part of stretching yourself. You know, when I first started doing challenges with some of my groups and I felt like, oh, my makeup's not done or my hair's not done. And my boys who are on social media every day, they're like, Mom, people want to see real. So don't let anything get in the way of you taking the action and making this sort of one of those new habits and this new normal. This is not about being perfect by any means. It's really about the engagement. And we need you as much as you need us. And so when you show up, it helps other people show up. It gives them permission to do the same. So let go of all those little silly beliefs about, you know, not looking the right way and just go for it. And if they're quirky, we don't care. It's fun. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be transparent, authentic. So there is no such thing as perfect. It's just called taking action and accountability. So just a little tip on that. I know some people struggle with that. And then
another.
So Joss, do you have any? Go ahead.
Yeah, the other thing I was going to point out is any of the content that's very course specific, so any of the really, really important stuff, will always be in your membership portal and you'll receive emails about it. So if you're not somebody that's wanting to use Facebook, you don't have to go on and do that. That's going to be mainly for the challenges and for connecting and just the, you know, for anyone that really wants to go all in with this, Facebook is going to be where we do a lot of the fun stuff. Here's your tracker. So you'll see on this, you're going to have a daily Facebook challenge every day for 30 days. You're also going to make a commitment that Jack and Patty will talk more about today, and you're going to check off what you're going to be doing to work toward that commitment every day. And then this third item is something that will be taking place after the next call. So don't worry about that this first 15 days. And then you'll have one homework assignment per every 2 weeks. So, and Connie, the Facebook group is called Reignite Your Life Coaching Club. So that's all the information on that. Patty, you want to talk about your office hours?
Sure. So these are my office hours and I will be available. I tried to do some, they're all Pacific Standard Time. So I did some in the later afternoon and some earlier. So trying to be mindful of people's schedules and where they are. And this is a time where you can bring anything at all to me. The first one is July 8th. It's a week away. I've seen some people already in the comments saying, wow, the scorecard looks a little overwhelming. I'll give you my information so you'll know how to get to me if you have to. I always have like a little 911, but I will be here for these. We may be adding even a few more depending on the needs of the group. And you can literally bring any issue or problem to the table for this. It doesn't have to be, can I only ask this or that? So I'm open to anything. You can throw anything at me. I'm usually pretty good at helping you turn any obstacle into an opportunity, and I'm here to support you for that. So that's about it. They're in there and they'll also be in the portal and they'll also probably be posted on Facebook as well.
The last thing that we want to talk about is accountability partners. A couple of you are asking, where is the link for the portal? None of you have received that yet. And that will be something that will be coming after this call. So don't worry if you think you haven't seen it or it slipped by you. You haven't received access to it yet and you'll be getting that today.
The other Jocelyn, can I add one more thing? Yeah. One of the things too is, if you have questions for the office hours, it'd be really great for you to send them in ahead of time. So as you're going through the week, either write them down or just shoot them over, or write them all down and then shoot them over, so then I can actually look at them and we'll get through a lot more questions more quickly, and so everyone gets their needs met. Just a quick note on that.
Where should they shoot them over to, Patty?
Jocelyn, I don't know the answer.
There's actually a place in the membership portal where people can ask questions, and there's a survey that they can do it through. So once you're in there, you'll be able to see that as well.
Okay, great.
Yep. The accountability partners, we will not be starting accountability partners until the week of July 8th. So next week we will put something out. Basically, it's a voluntary thing. So if you want an accountability partner, we're going to give you a platform for you to find and connect with somebody else who also wants an accountability partner. And you'll put your time zone in there, so you make sure you're matching up with somebody that's a good fit for you time-wise. But it's definitely not a requirement, but it's something that we wanted to help you facilitate a little bit in case that's something that you really want out of this program. There's a lot of other accountability pieces built into this program with the scorecards and different things. So it's definitely not something you have to do, just more so an added bonus for you. And I think that is all I've got.
Great. Thank you, Jocelyn. So if it feels overwhelming to you, or you feel like it's a little confusing, just hang in there. You're all going to be able to see the portal. It's really, really simple. It's the most simple one that I've seen us ever do. So don't let any of that get in the way right now. We'll figure it out together as we go. So next.
All right. So basically, what I want you to do is to realize that this whole fundamental essence of our work is basically taking 100% responsibility for your life. And so the idea here is not taking 99% responsibility. If you take 99% responsibility, what happens? Every day you get up, if you're 99% committed to making, your health be in a better place, and you're going to run every day, and if you're only 99% committed, every morning you have to decide, am I going to get out of bed and run today? And so we want to take 100% commitment and 100% responsibility for the results that we're going to produce. We're going to give you all blaming, complaining, all of that kind of stuff, and really just act as if we're the one that's 100% responsible. Can you show me the next slide, Jocelyn, please?
Oops.
Yep. Maybe not. Okay, and the next one, please. So many of you are familiar with this, E plus R equals O. And what that stands for is event plus your response to that event, the R. Got to click forward there for me, Jocelyn. Thank you. Great. So the outcome of what we want. And when we don't get the outcome, what most of us do, instead of changing our response, is we blame the event. And what happens is that's a powerless position. And so we're going to take the position as we go through these next 4 months together that are going to act as if everything you experience, you're going to act as if you created it. That all the outcomes you're currently experiencing were created by how you responded to earlier events. The food that was put in front of you, the money that was given to you, the time that was allotted to you, the things that happened to you. We can take the coronavirus as an event. A lot of people are blaming the coronavirus for why their life isn't happy right now, but it's just an event. And how you respond to that event in terms of the thoughts you think, the behaviors you have, the emotions that are created by the thoughts and the images that you bring up in your head, those are the things that are keeping you stuck in not being happy. Happiness is always a choice based on the thoughts you have about the event. If we can go to the next slide, please. So there's only three responses you have control over: your behavior, the next is your thoughts, and the next thing is your images. And the reality is, it's only, you can only control those three things. And what we want to talk about for just a minute here is the power of your thoughts. And that's what keeps most of us in trouble. There is a gap between the event and the response. And for most of us, that gap just evaporates. It's a reaction, not a response. And so as we go through these next 4 months, we want you to be really conscious of what thoughts are you thinking. Like, we just had a glitch in our computer system here, so with a Zoom. So that was an event. So what response did you have? What thoughts did you think? You know, oh, this sucks. This is, you know, these guys don't know what they're doing. Or it's called, this is just what's happening. I'm going to wait until it's over. We're going to see what happens. So it literally is your outcomes, your emotions, your feel good, your health, your wealth, your happiness, the quality of your relationships. All of that is a result of how you have responded to the event. One of the things that happens is most people think they have have-tos in their life, things they have to do. And one of the things we want you to realize is there's nothing you have to do. You don't have to make your bed in the morning. You don't have to do your children's laundry. You don't have to take them to the doctor when they're sick. You choose to do that because of the outcome you want. You want to feel like a good parent. You want your kids to be healthy, whatever it might be. But what we want to get out of this idea that people can make us do things and that we're somehow the victim of other people, that we are always choosing in any given moment our thoughts. The problem is mostly it's unconscious. And so over the next 4 months, we're going to look at how do we make our thoughts, which include our beliefs, some of which are conscious, most of which are unconscious, and how they affect us and keep our habits, which are often self-defeating, in place so that we're not getting what we want. So we're going to be working a lot in this area of mindset as well as skill sets in terms of taking you from where you are to where you want to be. So think about this in health, your weight, how much energy you have, how flexible you are. Can you touch your toes? Are you able to bend over? Do you have a lot of pain in your body? Are you getting enough sleep? All of these things are the result of how you've responded to events. Are you thinking negative thoughts? Are you not exercising when you have the opportunity? Are you telling yourself, I don't have time, but then you're watching an hour of Breaking Bad reruns or, you know, The Crown or whatever it is you might find you're addicted to? Everyone has the same 24 hours a day. It's how you use those hours that make a difference. And you all know this, but we just want to reinforce this as we move forward and have this be the fundamental underlying thing. Relationships. Are you listening or are you always speaking? Are you taking time to ask people what they need? Have you learned the 5 love languages in terms of your partner's love language? Is it quality time? Is it acts of service? Is it nurturing touch? Is it words of affirmation? Is it gifts? If you don't know that, you're not taking responsibility to learn these things, then it's going to create problems. So we're going to share with you, we're going to have experts in a lot of different areas, relationships, finance, and so forth. In addition to Patty and I, that will be on our expert calls, that will be teaching you new awarenesses, new skills, new behaviors, new thoughts that you can apply to produce better results. In your business life, are you stuck? Which would be an outcome. But why are you stuck? Because you, maybe you're telling yourself, oh, I could never find a new job. I don't have time to get more training. I don't have time to, write that report. Or, you know, you have complaints. The other people in the office are all politically outmaneuvering you. Whatever it might be, we want you to start finding what those are. And we're going to replace those with positive responses. Most of our responses, I said, are habitual. They're held in place by beliefs. We're going to surface those. We're going to look at those. We're going to examine those. And we're going to put into place some new habits and make those become unconscious competence, unconscious positive habits as we go through the course. Patty, do you want to say anything? You talked about stories and how that works in terms of E plus R equals O.
Well, yeah, I think you talked about the gap. And so when events happen so often, we tell ourselves a story before we respond. And it's like, it's a nanosecond. And Jack and I were talking as we were planning. I said, you know, I'll never forget. It was several years ago. And the event was, I was late. I we're going to have a meeting and I was late. And I came in and he was not happy. And I was like, well, I thought I was giving you more time because you have so much work to do. I thought I was cutting you, giving you a break and giving you more time. And he said, well, my story is that you're disrespecting my time. And so because we were able to have communication and really like, we literally like have to check our stories at the door. Like, what's your story about the event? What's my story about the event? And once we were able to figure that out, then our outcome was I was never late again. But had he not been able to be aware enough and conscious enough to have that conversation, it would have built up resentment and all kinds of other things. So this is so important in the way we communicate. And it's literally like Jack said, from the time the alarm goes off in the morning until your head hits the pillow, every single thing that happens during the day is an event. And we always have these choices. And I know they're not easy to make sometimes, but we want to help really encourage you to know that that R, that intentional choice of that response, is your power place. It's really where you own everything. And lots of times when we hear it's time to take more responsibility, we're already feeling overwhelmed like we are. But this is where you get like, wow, I can really take 100% responsibility. If I change my R, I change my life. So I'm going to let go of some of those stories. I'm going to be open to the fact that I've probably made up 90% of them in my own head. It's because what we do as humans. And really, you know, actually maybe even inquire with others if you're really stuck in that story. So that's a big piece of what I have to remind myself of on a daily basis. And it really helps me get through that and stay in that space of really consciously choosing those R's.
Yeah, what that requires is mindfulness. It requires you to literally start being more aware to slow down the process, because most of what we do is unconscious. And so we're going to be working with you to help you become more mindful of the thoughts you think, the behaviors you're doing, the images you're bringing up into your head. A lot of people are worried right now about COVID-19. Am I going to lose my job? Is my business going to go bankrupt? Am I going to get COVID-19 myself? Is my parents going to get it and die? You know, all these issues that we have, that worrying is actually you using the power of visualization and the power of thought to create negative outcomes in your mind, which make you feel scared. And when you feel afraid, you're basically taking the energy out of the prefrontal cortex of your brain, goes into the amygdala, which is where fear lives, into the hippocampus. It brings up negative memories that are like that fear, and basically takes you out of being creative, out of being conscious, out of being rational. And then we get into a panic mode. We know that 40% of Americans right now, and it's probably true around the world, are suffering depression because of the COVID-19, being locked down with their spouse, not having the skills they need, et cetera. And so what happens is that we want all of our energy to be up here. And so some of the meditations that we're gonna do, et cetera, all these things are gonna help us to create new R's that are gonna help us be more effective. Now, one of the things that you're gonna do, Patty, is take people through the wheel of life and talk about, we're gonna talk about what areas of your life do you feel you need to make the most progress in? And you're going to see in your homework packet that you'll get today, this wheel of life. We're going to ask you to fill it out. And you'll see there are seven areas: financial, work and career, health and fitness, relationships, recreation and free time, personal, I should say personal instead of personal development, community and contribution. And basically, we're going to ask you to look at how you're doing in each of those areas. You want to take it from here, Patty?
Sure. And so one of the things about the Wheel of Life really for us, especially during this 4-month program, is looking at, again, going back to E plus R equals O, where we are currently. And honestly, it's based on the responses that we've had and some of the habits that we've had that have gotten us to the scores that we have today. And so if we can look at and be really, really honest about where we are today and score ourselves in those different areas. We're gonna take a poll in a second. And then, and it's anonymous. So no one knows whose number's what. We're not tracking any of that. So it doesn't matter, but we want you to be honest with yourself so we can really look at helping you look at, okay, so what do we need to change? What awarenesses do you need to get to the next level? And so that is what we're gonna do. And so we're gonna,
Let me show my wheel of life first. Can you do that, Jocelyn? Bring up my wheel of life. Do you have it there? So this is mine, just to give you a sense of this. You notice that I don't have a 10 in anything, and you'd think I should because I'm the guy leading this. But when I did this just a few nights ago in preparation for this, I really looked carefully at each area of my life, like financial. Like, I am financially independent, meaning I could retire now with the money I have. But I also have a business I'm running, and that when the COVID-19 hit, a lot of our finances got hit because we couldn't run live seminars anymore in hotel rooms. And so we had to really look at what the cash flow of our company. And so I have a concern about that. It's also affected my personal income. Some of the stocks I own, things like that, they're not performing as well as they were before. So I'm an 8.5. Work and career, I'm an 8. Why am I an 8, not a 10? Well, I've got three books that I need to finish right now, three co-authors I've agreed to work with that I haven't finished the books. They're all saying, when are we going to work together? So I'm feeling a lot of pressure in that area of my life. Health and fitness, a 7, because I've been sitting in this chair doing podcasts and interviews all day long, pretty much since mid-March, because that's the new normal for me, doing keynotes. We did one for Bacardi recently, 7,000 people, but I'm sitting here all day long, not getting the exercise I want. I'm doing more. You'll see in a moment. That's where I'm going to create more of my commitment in this next month. Relationships, 7. I haven't had the time to be with my friends. You know, we're locked down. We do some Zoom calls, some FaceTime, but it's not the same as having 6 to 8 people sitting around the kitchen counter, all talking, all laughing, all joking, hugging each other, you know, all that kind of stuff. I've not had as much contact even with my children because I'm so much doing this kind of work. Recreation and free time, down to a 6. Why? Because I've been doing so much work and I realize that I need to, you'll hear me, we'll talk about what I'm going to do because we're going to ask you to talk about what you're going to do. But I literally realize I'm not taking enough time for fun, for time for my wife to be with, time to just relax, get massages, read, things like that. So that's where I'm going to be putting my energy this next month. Personal is about 8.5. I feel like there's things I'm doing pretty well in that area, but there's things, you know, I love to shop, but I haven't been out of the house but 3 times since mid-March, and I just like to browse, no browsing. So that's been an issue for me. Personal development.
We can zoom together, Jack. We can zoom together on Amazon, don't worry.
But I like to try things on. If I can't try it on, I don't know if it fits me or not. I'm not one of
those. You can turn it back.
Buy things and send it back, I know. Community and contribution I feel is pretty high. I've been doing a lot of free webinars and Zoom calls and things for nonprofit groups and things like that. But I still feel like I used to get out in the community more, do more volunteer work. I'm missing that. So that's my wheel of life. So we're going to ask you to look at, and Patty will walk you through it, each of these areas. How would you scale yourself, score yourself? And she'll give you some idea of what's in each of those areas as we go through it. And then on a scale of 1 to 10, or if you want to do 0.5, you can do that. But I wouldn't go into like 0.76 and that kind of thing. All right, Patty, back to you.
Okay. And basically, there's going to be little bubbles that are going to come up. So you are just going to pick which one you are. So for example, the first one is health and fitness. Where are you on a scale of 1 to 10 and the satisfaction for that? So you can go ahead and click on those and we'll give you a second to do that. I know that's one of my big focuses right now. I broke my back about 4 months ago and I was flat out. And so I have really been slacking on getting it back together. And I just moved a bunch of stuff this last weekend. I felt like I had run a marathon, or actually more like a triathlon. So I'm really aware that I need to get moving more. So I'll give you just a few more seconds to do this. Looks like 65 of you have voted so far on this, on where you're at. Looks like a lot of us are going to be focusing on our health, which is good. It's important to have our health in order to get to the next thing, which is all the goals and dreams that we want to create and have healthy relationships, etc. So that's awesome. All right. So Jocelyn, is that countdown there? Okay. Or are we going to go to the next thing? Okay. Great. All right. So let's go into the relationships. So on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you in your relationships? Yesterday, I thought I was a 10 or a 9 or an 8. I can't remember. I have to look at it right now. This morning, I had a whole new reality, so I changed my wheel. We'll talk about that later. But be honest about your relationships, because it could be a relationship at work. It could be a relationship at home. It could be a relationship with your family, your friend, your parent, whatever that might be. But the more honest that we are about what we need to do to increase the healthiness of that relationship, then we can take those obstacles and turn them into opportunities for you and chunk those things down, and you'll have a to-do list of how you can do that. All right, so looking good here. We've got quite a few people doing that. We've got some 7s, some 8s. All right, next is work and career. So are you happy with where you are in your work right now? Are you living the life that you dreamed of? Are you settling in a job that just feels like it's sort of dead end and it's hard to get out of bed? Do you want to transition into something that is more in alignment with your passion and your purpose? And be honest about that, because when we figure out your passion and your purpose and your values and your vision, then we can help you figure out how to monetize that. But lots of times we just sort of settle and we don't ask for help on how we might be able to get to that next place. And that's where Jack and I are really committed to helping you really sort of reverse engineer that. So if you needed to make a certain amount of money and you love to do X, Y, and Z, how could we help you create that? Maybe see something that you wouldn't see. So that's great. All right. So we've got people in here. We've got some 3s, 4s, 5s, 6s, 7s, 8s, 9s. Yeah, 2% that are a 10. And that's okay. I mean, and things change as we go. All right. Next is finances. So there's a lot of areas in finances. It's not just, do I make enough money? It's, am I saving money? Am I investing in the right things? Am I just spending recklessly because it's just a bad habit? Am I really watching my receipts and logging what I'm doing? So having, again, more accountability, being really aware of those things that you're doing, what you're saying yes to. Right now, like Jack was saying earlier during COVID, you know, this is a time to sort of reevaluate your finances. What I think a lot of people are saying, we were joking yesterday, all we really need is tops. We're going to start a new clothing line. Tops are us. You know, do we really need 14 shirts when we aren't going out and doing all the things that we're doing? So a lot of time to really reassess that piece from the financial standpoint, like where we're spending our money and doing that stuff. So it looks like we have some 2s, 3s, 4s, 5s, 6s, 7s, and 8s. So we'll be on that. And we will have somebody talking about that over the next 4 months. So that's great. All right, so we have, the poll is closed. All right, so next, community and contribution. And like Jack said, it's really hard to be out in the community right now. For me, I'm always looking at, okay, what can I do during COVID? I normally run mastermind groups once a month. I've been running them once a week. And so how can I be of service to the people in my community, to the people in our community, in the Canfield family, to anyone out there that is struggling right now? So I'm not necessarily contributing tons of money, but I'm giving hours. So you can look at it from all kinds of different places. It doesn't have to just be a monetary contribution. It could be tutoring someone if you're a teacher and they have kids at home, a mom doesn't know geometry. There's all kinds of different ways that we can help our community and contribute. So I think a lot of us think that, oh, we'll do that when we get older, but the reality is, what can we do today? And there are lots of things that we can all do to help. And so it's like, look at your gifts and what you're good at and how you can help be of service to others. And that's a great way to go. Do you want to add anything to that, Jack, for contribution and community?
No, I think that, you know, well, I'll just say that it's, we'll talk about that later in the course, but the more you give, the more meaning and fulfillment you find in your life. I know it's difficult and challenging at this time because we're focused on our own needs so much, but we see there's a huge spread here of people that mm-hmm. are not feeling like they're doing, they're not satisfied with what they're doing. So that's good. We'll address that for sure.
All right.
Let's do number 6.
Okay, so this is personal. We had personal development on here. So I don't want you to get confused. It's not, are you taking enough courses? Although we love the fact that you're working on yourself, but it's really more about anything that you want to experience in your personal life. And Jack, you had a couple of things earlier that we were talking about. What did you want to add to that?
Well, if you know, do you have the possessions you want? Like this would be, when we focus on the personal area of our life, this could be like you want a certain car, a certain house, a certain TV set, vacations you would like to take, but you're not taking because you can't afford it. You don't have the time to travel to get all the value from that. Maybe you're not taking courses you want, or you're not doing the spiritual development work you want, the meditation you want, etc. So it includes personal development, but it would also include reading courses, education, getting your MBA degree, whatever it might be. But also it includes, are you happy with all the things you have as well? We see
there's and maybe even wanting to have less things. I think a lot of people now that
decluttering.
Like kids are coming home, we're finding we have too much stuff. So maybe it's time to declutter, and we'll be talking about our environments in the next call. So maybe, you know, take a look at that as well. That's been a big one for me.
Okay.
All right. So that's closed. And recreation and fun. All right. So Jack was saying he's been doing Zoom calls. I have been walking on the golf course with my kids because we can walk on our private course. So that's actually been a good thing for me. And wearing a mask and just sitting 6 feet apart from a lot of my friends, because I am such an extrovert, I would go nuts. So whatever it looks like for you, wherever you are and whatever you want to do, I think a lot of people are looking at, hey, it's time to buy a camper or it's time to go camping. You know, it's kind of like, it's interesting time. I actually feel like it's an opportunity for a lot of us to kind of go back to basics. Like, what are some of the things that people used to do and have so much fun doing? Board games, you know, spending time with your family, having family dinners every night. Just the things that we used to be too busy to do, what can we do now? And so looking at that as well, I see that a lot of people are not feeling like they're having a lot of recreation and free time, which is fair enough.
Okay.
All right. And that's the last one.
Patty, there's your wheel. You want to talk about that at all?
My wheel. Okay. So my wheel is out the window. So I was saying to Jack, you know, I gave my relationships an 8 because I felt so great about having my kids are home, and my son's girlfriend's been there as well, and my other son's best friend from kindergarten. So they're like family. But this morning I woke up to a complete disaster in the kitchen, and it's been sort of happening over time. And so I realized, like, I need to get more clear in my communication. My R this morning was not something that any of you would say, wow, that was really conscious. I was trying to get to my office and I wanted to do what I'm doing for all of you. So that's going to be really important for me. And then the other piece for me too, and I'm only going to work on a couple things over these 4 months, because I feel like trying to do all of them is impossible. So for me, it's 1 or 2. So for me, it's going to be health. My health is a 6. I was literally flat on my back for 3 months. And so I've had to be very mindful about what I'm doing. I'm finally better. I worked with a healer, Chen Yi Lin, who Jack and I both know well, which was an amazing experience for me. And so you'll hear about what I'm going to do about that soon. And then some of my other ones, I feel pretty good about financial. I know that I could be more mindful about really keeping track of where my money is going. You know, somebody said a long time ago, anybody can make money, but not everybody can save it. And it was a banker, and it was one of those things that I will never forget. My personal is about a 7. I'll be working on that. I actually feel like I've been having recreation and free time. I have a couple really close friends, and we've all been very safe with COVID. So we are seeing each other, and it's nice to have a connection. And then contribution, I feel like I'm pretty much at a 10 right now, because I'm pretty codependent anyway, so I kind of go out of my way to contribute as much as I can. But I can do more for that too. I know with Chicken Soup, Jack and I agreed to commit, 10% of every single dollar that came through the door to a charity. And our publisher matched it. So for every single dollar, 20%, 20 cents went out. And that was, at the end of the day, hundreds of millions of dollars. We changed lives, saved lives, raised blood, planted trees, did all kinds of very cool things. So it's not to be discounted either. Tithing is a very important piece. And we do that. We do that with Train the Trainer. Every time we sell one, we give one away online. And we have a big plan for that too. So I'm feeling pretty good in that area.
Cool. So what we'd like you to do is to pick, based on what you just filled out in your form and what you looked at in terms of the high numbers and the low numbers. And one of the questions was, where is that form? When you get your homework, which will be sent to you today, later, there is that wheel of life. You can fill that out. We'd encourage you to do that. Just looking at it visually is very, it's a little, how do I say, strong awareness hit you. And so, but what we'd like you to do now is to think about, based on what you just did, if you were to pick one area, and if it changes by tomorrow and you think you want to do something else, that's fine. But for right now, what area do you think you want to commit to working on in this next 4 months to make a major shift in your life? Now, one thing I want you to realize is when you make a shift in one area of your life, it always impacts the other areas of your life. Because how you do anything is how you do everything. So as you start to commit to the disciplines, to the habits, to the behaviors, to the new thinking patterns, et cetera, in one area of your life, that's going to have a spillover effect into the rest of your life as well. So just know that. So all of it's going to be impacted in some way. But for now, what we'd like you to do is just pick one area that you're willing to commit to, let's say for the next 30 days, this next month, and then you may decide to continue that throughout the 4 months, or you may decide to choose something different. It's up to you. But for the next 30 days, which of these areas would you like to make a commitment to? We'd like you to just type that word into the chat. And it might be finance, it might be relationships, it might be health and fitness, fun and recreation, personal contribution, whatever it is. And we'll just kind of see it going by there real fast. A lot of things.
Across the board.
Yeah.
A little bit of everything. That's great. Let that go for a minute. Good job. Good job, everybody, for participating and posting in there. We appreciate that. It's good for other people to know they're not alone.
Very good. See, a lot of work and careers, a lot of health and fitness, a lot of relationship. I'd say mostly, yeah, all across the board there, but mostly health and fitness and relationships and work and career. Okay, good. So one of the things we know is by simply making a public declaration, and this is just a general declaration, this is the area I want to work on, but as we get into getting clearer about setting specific goals and things, which we'll do next week, is research shows that simply making a public declaration, putting it in writing, if you put this in your Facebook group, if you put it in your website, you put it in a podcast post, you know, a Zoom call, whatever, that actually increases your likelihood of achieving it by almost 30%. And so you've just done one thing to take you to the next level. So one of the things, you know, we talk about is, it was just beginning to circle around these issues now, is that one of the two best ways to achieve anything new in terms of a change is either add something or delete something. So we neither need to, like, let's say we want to lose weight, maybe we need to add exercise. We need to add drinking more water. We need to delete eating sugar. We need to delete eating anything after 8 o'clock at night. We need to add more sleep. We need to add meditation so we have less cortisol going through our system. Cortisol is a neurotransmitter, but it's a chemical that goes through your body that basically is a toxin, and your body wants to store that, and it will often store it in fat. So there's things, we either add something or we delete something. I once had a doctor tell me there's only two causes of diseases: too many things in your body that you don't need, toxins, sugar, things like that, and not enough of things you do need: water, minerals, vitamins, whatever. Good oxygen, clear water, etc. So basically what I want you to do right now is think about this area you've just committed to, and to just begin the process. What are some things you could add? You know, it might be making more sales calls. It might be taking a course on social media marketing. It might be adding a virtual assistant to your company. You know, someone you can work with online that maybe lives in Sri Lanka or the Philippines or someplace like that, where there's like a workforce that's available for less income, less, you know, cost to you. It might be adding reading an hour a day, or adding a certification, or it might be deleting the time you're spending watching television, or deleting the time you're playing video games, or deleting the amount of time you're watching newsfeed constantly. You know, I had a habit of like a half hour of reading the CNN newsfeed every morning, and then a habit of playing Words with Friends every night, which often turned into an hour. So that was an hour and a half a day over the course of a month. That's 30 hours. Divide that by an 8-hour work week. That's almost four work weeks of wasted time, you know? So basically what I want you to just think about, what could you add or what could you delete from your current life that would help you move in the direction of achieving whatever it is you want more of or less of in that area that you just put down, whether it was health or fitness, career, finance, relationships, or whatever. And then again, what I would like you to do is to go ahead and write that into the chat, you know, add this or delete that. And again, it's just a way of locking it into your own subconscious mind, making a commitment to it. And if you could go ahead and do that right now, that would be great.
Childcare, yes, childcare. Housekeepers, good. Meditation, more sleep.
I love it. More water, add exercise, no ice cream at night, read 3 books, exercise, get up early in the walk, finish projects.
The reality is, it's like when you do those things, you know, when we're, because COVID's been stressful for so many of us. And so a lot of us want to numb out. We're either eating too much. I would say, like, I've been dating my refrigerator, or watching television, but all those things, they just kind of add to the stress. And, you know, when you really look at the exercise, the getting out in nature, the meditation, those are the things that are really going to work, and we know it. And sometimes it's still difficult. Can you give any words of encouragement for that, Jack? Because it's, I know it's a habit, but it's also, I don't know, it's like, I've been hearing from people like, I've watched every, you know, Netflix show there is, or I'm doing a second rerun of Dexter or Breaking Bad, or like, do you have any tricks in your own life that even when you don't want to get up and get on the elliptical, you do? Like, how do you psych yourself up when it's like, ugh? Because I hear that from a lot of people, like, I just don't have
two things we know from research, that adding a new behavior, especially like exercise, meditation, studying, reading, whatever, it's best to do it early in the morning. There's something called willpower fatigue. And so what happens is literally as you go through the day, your willpower descends. There's also compassion fatigue. We know from research on parole boards in prisons. If you're going to prison and you're ever up for parole, you want to make sure you're in the morning, because as the day goes on, the parole board grants fewer and fewer paroles. And it's their compassion gets fatigued. And the same thing is true with willpower. We all know we can get up in the morning, we eat that good breakfast, we do a blender drink, maybe a protein drink, we eat fruit, whatever. And then maybe we get through lunch, but by about dinner time, all of a sudden our willpower starts to fade and we eat that brownie for dessert, or we have that glass of wine. When you have the glass of wine, your willpower goes down even more. I mean, I know that because I used to drink wine a lot with meals, and recently moved to a plant-based diet when I was over in India working on an Ayurvedic clinic for my own longevity. And I now am not eating late at night. I used to always have something around 10 o'clock, yogurt and berries, and put, you know, granola in it and everything, high carbs, etc. So if you're adding a habit like exercise, do it in the morning and schedule it. One of the things we often do is we do the easy things first, and then we put the hard things off until the end of the day. And often I use this example. If you knew you had to put a frog in a blender, blend it up live, and then drink it, but you were going to get $100,000 if you did it, most people would do it around 11:55 at night, because they'd think about it all day long, how miserable it is, how bad it's going to be, how yucky it's going to taste, and they would just keep putting it off. But if you did it like at 7 o'clock in the morning, I got it over with, the whole day is downhill from that. And when I say downhill, not downhill bad, but it's like downhill, like you're coasting. You're not having to work so hard because you've done the hard thing. And so research shows, again, do the new habits in the morning and schedule a time, 7 o'clock. So I wake up every morning at 6:30, sometimes 5:30, depending on what I have to do during the day, but 6:30 at the latest. And by 6:45, I am on my elliptical. That's a scheduled thing I do. I know I'm going to do it. If you have TV, my mentor, W. Clement Stone, said TV was the income reduction box. He said, when you're watching TV, you're watching other people get wealthy while you're not. And it's true. All these people we're watching, the actors are making $1 million a year incomes, but we're sitting there vegetating. We're not exercising. We're not talking to our partners. We're not increasing our relationships. We're not working on our book or our podcast or our, you know, whatever we have to do to become more better at work, and, you know, reading, studying, whatever. So you could put a little sign, income reduction box, on your TV. So at least when you went there, there's a post-it that would remind you, hey, if I watch this, I'm not really exercising, not doing the other things. And I think the other thing we're going to build into this program is an accountability partner. We're going to talk about doing 5 actions a day to achieve your goals and reporting to your accountability partner the next day. Did you do those? And we know that when you're accountable to someone else, it gets really embarrassing after day 4 to say, no, I didn't do it. No, I didn't get up and exercise. No, I had another piece of cake, whatever. So literally that external accountability is another thing that will help you achieve what you want to do. And what I do, okay, now.
So I just
go ahead.
I just have to tell you one thing. Somebody said, when you said eat that frog, they said, is that your new version of a green drink? And I was thinking, if I really had to eat a frog, even though I don't drink wine, I might drink wine then eat the frog.
There you go.
Can we just use a different analogy?
Drink a whole bottle of wine before you eat the
frog. Or Ningxia. I'll drink my Ningxia then eat the frog.
Mix it up with some chocolate protein powder and a lot of honey. But no, I use it because it's graphic and that's the point. But,
I know. Point well taken.
Yeah, never. It's all good. But I just think, you know, scheduling is important, having an accountability partner. If you do it at the same time every day, it becomes a habit. Like I brush my teeth after breakfast. I brush my teeth before I go to bed. Some people brush them after every meal. I don't do that. But the point being, that's a habit and I don't have to think about it. It takes 30 days to create a new mental habit. It takes about 66 days to create a new behavioral habit. So we're going to be in this program for more than 66 days. So whatever habits we begin to choose to commit to over the next couple of weeks, we're going to have plenty of time to install that. And also what's going to come up is resistance, negative thoughts, beliefs, and we're going to be able to process those too, and through tapping and through other kind of techniques that we can use to release those so that we are supporting ourselves with the positive beliefs that support the positive habits.
I think also too, you know, a lot of us, like, we need to ask for help, or we are trying to make a new sale if we're increasing our business. And I always say, like, my 9 a.m. ideas after I get out of the shower are brilliant, and by 4, they're insane. And so I always try to do the scary things early. So if I have to make 5 sales calls, I do it while I still believe it's possible. At right. The end of the day, I'm thinking, oh, I don't know, maybe I'm crazy. And so it's like, when that's my mornings are when I find my most inspiration. And so I have to dial for dollars or do whatever I'm doing or ask for that big ask or, you know, whatever it might be.
Right.
That always really helps me a lot too.
Right.
Okay. That's great. So let's talk about this exercise that we want to do. And we want to talk about if we were to take 5% more responsibility.
Well, how are we going to, if we're not able to go into groups, we probably need to do it as an individual exercise. So
right, exactly.
What I'd like you to do is, we talked about taking 100% responsibility. And so if you have a piece of paper or something you can record, a journal, whatever you can write on, what I'd like you to do is pick this area of your life you've committed to, whether it's health and fitness, fun and recreation, career and business, whatever it might be. And say to yourself, if I were to take 5% more responsibility for the quality of my life in regard to health and fitness, so if I were to take 5% more responsibility for my health and fitness, I would what? If I were to take 5% more responsibility for my quality of my relationships, I would what? And just we'll give you a couple of minutes just to freeform write one sentence after another as fast as they come. And just again, to be priming the pump for what you could be doing. Like, just to give you an example, Patty and I will go back and forth and share a couple of things that we would do. So I'm picking this area of it's kind of a combination of personal and health and fitness. I want more relaxation. So if I were to take 5% more responsibility for having more fun and less stress in my life, I would take schedule an hour every 2 days to just read something like a novel at night. Not watch TV, but read. I get lost in a novel, and that would be really good for me. Patty?
So if I were to take 5% responsibility with my relationships right now with all of my giant men boys in my house, I would start, actually I'm going to tonight, have a heart talk about how I'm feeling about having chaos in the house.
Okay, if I were to take 5% more responsibility for my health and fitness and relaxation, I would commit to 20 minutes a day just going outside. I live in Southern California, just sitting in the sun, getting my vitamin D up, just, you know, sitting back and relaxing and just getting out of my office, getting out of my chair in between some of the things I do.
If I were to take 5% more responsibility in helping my kids create what I want the outcome to look like, I would articulate it better and create a checklist for them, not assuming that they can read my mind.
Good. So you got the idea. So I'm going to let you guys write. We'll stop talking for a minute or two, let you guys write for about 3 minutes, and then we'll come back and we'll move on to the next part of this.
And feel free to post too, if you want to, if you can write and post, just because it, lots of times when you share, it gives other people ideas as well.
Okay. So we'll be quiet and let you write. take a few more seconds to finish writing. All right, very good. So I love what you guys are writing in here. And I really like it when you guys are putting in times. I would exercise 20 minutes a day. I would read for 30 minutes a day. I would write for an initial 15 minutes. I would set a timer for 15 minutes to clean up, you know, make sure my desk is clear by the end of the day. Someone said 40 ounces of water a day. I take these Voss bottles, which you can buy in the grocery store. It's glass. And I have a water filter. There's Patty's as well. And these are 24 ounces, I think. So 20 ounces, something like that. So I put two of these on my desk and they have to be empty by the end of the day. So there's a lot of little tricks you can do to put into your environment. We're going to talk about creating your environment so that it supports you in getting what you want done. I love the idea of 15 minutes of cleaning, because often we think we have to do a big job, clean everything, clean the whole house all at once, whatever. We did a challenge about a month ago that Jocelyn set up for all the people in our group in general. And I have books all over my office, as you can see, and a lot of them, people send them to me. And I just made an agreement that I was going to take a box of books out of there and put them in the garage or donate them to a charity, which I did. And it wasn't a huge thing, but it was a step. And so it's those little steps done consistently over time that are going to get you where you want to go. I love also someone said, I'm going to take a cold shower. I end all of my showers with ice cold water, which is jolting to the system. It actually creates something called cold shock proteins in the body, which are energizing and healthy and good for the nervous system. If you haven't studied the work of Wim Hof, H-O-F-F, he does this thing where he eventually has people lying out in their Speedos doing snow angels in the snow, in terms of learning that we can control our body and take it to a lot of places we didn't think we'd go. Anyway, really happy. So what I want you all to do with that is to think about now, what's one thing of all those things you wrote down? Those are good ideas. That's what you would do. What's one thing you're willing to commit to for this next week, or let's say these next 2 weeks between now and the next call, that you will actually do? So look at your list and make a commitment. And if it's a commitment of time, ask yourself or commit to, when will you do that? Is it going to be first thing in the morning? Is it at the end of the day? Is it on your noon lunch break? I just read I mentioned I got into this network marketing company recently, and this is a way to increase my income and the income of our company. All of our company got involved in it. And one of the things I was reading was a book on this woman who built a downline of 100,000 people just on her lunch break. Over 4 years, she had a full-time job working in marketing and sales for some company. And just on her lunch break, 1 hour of committed activity, calling people, sending out emails, etc., she was able to build a downline of 100,000 and build $1 million a year income. So that concept of scheduling it, when are you going to schedule the reading, the extra sales calls, the working on your book, the writing 5 pages, whatever it might be. And so make that commitment to yourself and write it down.
And the other thing too is if you feel like you've tried some of the things in the past and you haven't done well at them because it might not be just something that you're good at, enroll somebody to help you. I barter lots of times. Like if I need something written, I actually did this a couple of weeks ago. I needed somebody to edit a story for me. And so I asked Janet Schweitzer, Jack's co-author, if she would edit it. And she said, I have all this cleaning to do. I went to her house. I vacuumed her two-story house. I scrubbed every window. I don't even do this at my own house. And I cleaned it from top to bottom and my story was done and she was happy. And so sometimes it's like in my whole thing with my heart talk with my kids tonight. And then the list, my best friend is OCD Central and she's actually going to come over and walk through the entire house with me and go through and look at, okay, what needs to be done and when, in which order, because I'm not good at that. And so don't beat yourself up if you could actually maybe ask someone to help support you in some of these things. It'll be less painful, you'll get more done, and it will be fulfilling. And I'm sure I'll learn a few tricks of the trade of being more organized by the time the day's over.
Yeah. One of the things that Patty and I have learned over the years, and we teach it as well and do it, is do not work from a to-do list, work from a schedule. In other words, whatever it is that you want to get done, don't just make a to-do list, because what happens with the to-do list is we tend to do the easiest things first. We don't get to the hard things, and we do the inconsequential things that make us feel good because we were able to cross it off. But the longer term goals don't get done, you know? And so literally schedule the time and then put it, if you have a Google calendar or if you're working from a, you know, a paper calendar, whatever it is you work from that you manage your time with, schedule that time in. If you were to look at my Google calendar, it has my exercise time. It has my writing time. In addition to my calls like today, be on, you know, the Zoom call at 10 o'clock PST, etc. But the reality is it research, there's tons of research. People build whole courses just on this one concept of working from a schedule. So make sure you schedule that time. So want to do one more thing with you guys in relation to this before we open it up to, we're going to talk just a little bit about commitment and open up to questions before we leave you today, is one of the things we know from psychological studies, studies of neuroscience, all the way back to Napoleon Hill, who wrote about it in Think and Grow Rich, is that what motivates us to do the difficult things that are required to get to where we want to go is having a strong desire that's fueled by a strong why. What is the motivation? What is the why? What is the purpose behind achieving this breakthrough that you have that would make it important to do the goals or to do the activities that you just wrote down? So for me,
what's your why?
My why is that I literally have realized that over this last 2.5 months, since I got back from India, I was doing yoga in India every day with a yoga instructor. I was meditating. I was doing pranayama breathing exercises. I'm still eating really well. I've cut out alcohol, cut out, you know, meat. I think I've had 2 pieces of fish and 1 egg since I got back. But the reality is that I'm not doing other things of self-care. I'm not exercising. I'm doing like 10 minutes in the morning of just to get the blood flowing on my elliptical. Sometimes I do 20. On the weekends, I do 30. But my commitment is to do 1 hour 4 times a week minimum, and then at least 10 minutes a day just to get the blood flowing on either the elliptical or the stair steppers, or, you know, go for a vivid active walk with my wife for 1 hour. And the why for me is I want to live long enough. You know, I have this goal to live over 100 years old, and I'm doing all the right things, except I don't think the exercise part is part of it. And the other why is that my flexibility has, you know, I'm 75, I'll be 76 this summer. My flexibility is not what I'd love it to be. And so adding in the Pilates, we bought a Pilates machine, a reformer they're called. And, you know, Inga's really good at it because she works with a Pilates instructor and she's been teaching me how to do it. So to work on flexibility, someone said that your longevity is related to the flexibility of your spine. And so the more flexible your spine is, that's why, you know, being able to touch your toes and things like that. So I want to get back. I used to be able to do more than I used to be able to put my hands flat on the floor. Not so much anymore. So for me, it's the commitment to being alive, to feeling the aliveness. You know how when you work out, you feel that aliveness? I want that throughout the day. I want the flexibility. I want the longevity. I want to see my 7-year-old grandson graduate from high school and college. I want to be able to visit him again when the lockdown is over. He lives in Brooklyn, so it makes it impossible right now. So that's my big why. I want to feel more relaxed throughout the week, you know, so the pressure is not building up, but I'm dissipating that through movement, exercise, et cetera.
Good.
What's yours?
Well, the reason why I want to work with the kids and really build out this new level of communication and some expectations, because I realize that when I don't do that, I escape and I go to Susan's house, who it's perfect. Or I go, you know, I used to just get on a plane and go to my other house in Nashville. And I realized over this last couple months that I really need that sanity in my house. I need calm. I don't work well in chaos. And so In order for me to be sane, I have to have an outside sane environment. And we'll work on that more in our next call, as you know. But I never realized how much that affected me when my external environments were sloppy and messy and I feel out of control. And the other thing is the same as you. I've never not been flexible. And since I broke my back, I literally couldn't touch my toes. I mean, I felt like you when it was coming to, when I was going to look for traffic. I'm like, how is this happening to me at 55? So that's my other why, because I know that for every inch that you can't touch the floor, you lose like 7 years on your life for some crazy number.
I forget the number, but that's what a lot of yoga teachers teach.
Yeah, so it's, I need to have that flexibility. So those are my two whys, to be flexible physically, mentally, and spiritually, and to stay sane in kind of an insane world right now.
Okay, so whatever your why is, whatever is the bigger issue, to make a difference in the world, to be financially free, to be have more inner peace, whatever it might be, just make sure you write it down and remember that what you're doing this for is for a higher purpose. You know, I would imagine too, Patty, for you, it's wanting to stay in a loving relationship with your family. It's probably getting in the way of that as well.
Absolutely. I want to enjoy this time that my boys are home, because they shouldn't be, because they're normally at college or at jobs in different states. And so I don't want to be resentful of two amazing children that just happen to be a little bit on the sloppy side right now. Up until tonight, as Lila Larson would say, up until
there
now.
There you go.
Yeah. Definitely. So okay. Go ahead and feel free to put in the chat if you'd like. Home for more peace, I'm with you. All right. So let's talk about commitments, Jack.
Well,
I know that so far, yeah. I feel, go ahead.
What are you saying? I just want to remind everybody, we've got some more awareness right now. Many of these things you've probably been aware of are not news, that you need to make more calls or eat better or get more sleep or whatever it is you wrote down. But today, we want to go beyond awareness. Awareness plus action equals transformation. And so action without awareness can lead to some stupid behaviors. Awareness without action just leads to frustration and leads to no transformation. So we want to basically commit to what you're going to do and make that commitment to yourself. If you can make it a public declaration, many of you live with people. I've seen some people come in on the screen behind you and look over your shoulders. If you can tell them what you're committed to, that's another way of being committed, writing that commitment down, putting your behaviors, maybe you've got certain actions you're committed to. You might want to put those on your bathroom mirror or your refrigerator or your screensaver, whatever, to remind you. You know, we need to be reminded. So these old habits, we have to kind of weed out them by growing stronger plants so the weeds underneath die out. So again, 100% commitment. Literally, if you find that you committed to do something and you're lying in bed at 10 at night and you realize you didn't do it, I really want you to get out of bed and do it and not just say, well, I'll do it tomorrow. I mean, it's that level of commitment. And think about it this way. If I said you would get $1 million, literally, $1 million, if you achieved whatever it is you've just committed to, if you did these behaviors, if you achieved the goal you came here to achieve, whatever it might be, would you do anything different? You know, and sometimes in my training, I'll say, if I would have put a gun to the head of the person you love the most in the world, and they would die if you didn't keep your commitment, would you keep it? And everyone goes, yeah, of course I'd keep it. I'd do whatever it takes. You know, to be on time, I'd show up 3 hours early and sleep on a cot outside the room. So it's that level of commitment that gets you where you want to go. You know, Patty and I have engaged in a number of different trainings where commitment was the whole underlying thing. And literally, I remember being up at 3 a.m. completing things that I had committed to from the day before, which I normally wouldn't do. But as a result of that, I was able to complete an entire audio program in a period where I was on the road running trainings. I was also doing the audio program and I was writing the scripts, taking pictures, going studio time, all of that. And it was a slog. Now, I wouldn't want to live my life every single day that full out, but for the next 4 months, we want you to live your life that full out and make the commitment to be all in, and proving to yourself that you can keep the commitment, proving to yourself that you can do the hard thing, proving to yourself that you can stretch out of your comfort zone and do the uncomfortable thing. You know, many of you have seen me do this thing where I ask people to fold their hands like this. and then ask them to unfold them and put the other thumb on top. And I ask how that feels. And most people say uncomfortable, awkward, weird, and strange. And I say, is it painful? No. So nothing we're going to ask you to do is more painful than that. Might feel awkward, might bring up some fear of rejection, might bring up the fear of looking, you know, like you're being selfish to the people around you. It might bring up the fear of failure, of loss, of face, or whatever it might be. But the point is, it won't be anything more uncomfortable than that, really, if you really look at it. But literally, I remember going to Tony Robbins and doing a fire walk. I remember doing things like that that were really scary. But when we did it and survived it and realized, oh my God, we were so afraid of it, nothing happened. You get to ask yourself, well, what else have I been afraid of that wasn't that scary either? And then I came home, I must have done like 3 weeks of like amazing stuff and started to realize I can listen to the word no. I can ask and have someone reject me. I can have people judge me for some of the things I'm doing. I don't care what they think, as long as it's not unethical and illegal, whatever. So the reality is we're going to ask you to be in that stage. If you're feeling comfortable all day long, you're probably not in this program. And so be willing to be just a little bit outside your comfort zone, what some of our friends call your zone of familiarity. So
I think too, just want to add to that, like this 4 months is about you. You know, for me, my biggest thing is like, I don't want to be the mom that's like the naggy lady in the hood. But for me, I need this. And so I can't settle for less than that. And so I think a lot of us, we do put everything else before us, but it's like what you were talking about earlier, you know, we don't do this, we do this with like the arm demo, but those thoughts and those images and the behaviors, they affect us internally and they can be destructive. And so it's, if you're feeling selfish and if you're a woman on this call, I can guarantee that you probably have a little bit of that. I've struggled that and I've been with Jack for 31 years and still have those problems sometimes. More than sometimes. So just remember that when we show up as our best selves, then we allow other people to do that too. And that's why it's so important for us to take care of us right now. And that's why we want to help you do that.
I mean, in your permission granted group, you talk about permission to put yourself first, permission to make yourself important. And I think for women, especially, there's a lot of conditioning to make the children more important, your parents more important, your husband more important, you know, the needs of others more important. And when I used to do self-esteem trainings, I would have people mill around and go up to people and say, hi, my name is, and my needs are just as important as your needs. Not more important, but not less important, just as important. And so I really want you to think about that as you go through the work this month, that your needs and your desires and your wants and your desire to make a difference, to express yourself fully, to achieve your goals, to make, you know, an impact in the world, to get your needs met, whatever it might be. That's important, and you have the right to stand in the importance of that. I would just also say one other thing about this. As we go forward here, you're going to have voices come up inside you, internal self-talk, negative self-talk, judgmental, critical self. We call it your inner critic. And I was just reading a story the other day about a man who was a double triathlon winner, champion, 3 years in a row. But what does that mean, double triathlon? They do a triathlon 2 days in a row. That means the big swim, the bicycle, and then a full marathon at the end. And they do that 2 days in a row. One day would knock most people out. I ran 14 miles once and thought I was going to die in a little mini marathon, half marathon, whatever it was. And so they were asking him, how do you deal with your mind? Doesn't it come in? He said, oh, my mind's always saying you can't do this. You're going to die. Your muscles are going to give out. You're going to be dead. You know, he said, when I stopped listening to that internal voice and started talking to it instead, that's when my life changed. So what I want you to do is think about what's the self-talk that you need to say to yourself when that internal voice comes up. This is my why. This is why it's important. I choose to do this. I need you to be my coach, not my critic. And we'll do some work perhaps later in the month, in the next 4 months, about your inner critic and how it comes in and can stop you. But what I want you to do is to realize it's just a voice. Think of it as a 2-year-old telling you your Brussels sprouts aren't prepared correctly. What does a 2-year-old know? And so basically we have that inner child that's still in there, and we can speak to it from our adult high self and say, hey, look, I'm doing this, and speak to the voice rather than being a victim of the voice. I thought that was really an important concept when I heard it. So
I love it. And if you could help me, what would it look like?
Yeah,
because exactly. Our subconscious mind comes up with stuff in the middle of the night. I mean, that's my number one line. If I could do this, how would I do it? Who do I know? What would it look like? And focusing on those things, because the other thing is just, it's just a disaster waiting to happen. It's totally not useful on any level.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, because we still do it.
So basically, we just want you to make the commitment that says, I'm in 100%, full out, full throttle. I'm going to play full out. If you want to type that into the chat, I'm in, just to feel like you're participating and making a commitment, you can go ahead and do that. And then we'll stop after a minute, because we're going to open this up to questions. We have about 15 minutes of scheduled time for that. If you have any questions that have come up about anything that we've talked about, anything else with going on with the program, we'd love to address that. We probably won't get to everybody. I have an additional 15 minutes I can stay on. So if you want to stay on and ask some questions beyond the 12 o'clock California time, I'll stay on for another 15 minutes. But if you need to leave at that point, feel free to leave. We don't want to hold anyone hostage.
Did we want to have Jocelyn show the homework packet or no?
Sure. You want to show that, Jocelyn, real quick?
Yeah, I was just going to pull up a slide just so that they can see what they're going to be expecting.
Sure, go ahead.
Next.
I'm in. I'm completely in. Thanks, Jack. I'm 200% in. Yay, I love
it. It's a multiple personality that said that. 200%.
It's all right. I think we all have them.
No, I am too.
All right. So the next couple hours, you're going to be getting an email, and it will have instructions on how to log into your membership portal. It'll have the link to the printable PDF that you'll complete as homework prior to the next call. And then it'll either be in the same email or another email that you'll get today, but there will be a link for the replay from today's call as well. And then as soon as we get done here, I'll be posting your first challenge post in the Facebook group. And after that, every single evening, I'll be posting the next challenge for the day to come. So you'll have 24 hours to complete the challenge, and then it will be locked. And some of them, you won't be able to complete the challenge after that 24-hour period. So that's how we'll kind of keep everyone honest about getting it done in real time and staying engaged. And we want you to do this, you know, every single day. So we don't want you to go in at the end and go, okay, I'm going to complete all of them just to say I checked it off. This is really about engaging. And then this is what your homework packet will look like. So there's 7 pages. You're going to get your Wheel of Life. There's some reflection questions. There's a place for you to write down what your commitment is. And we want you to complete that and then mark completed after you've completed it. So be honest with yourself and make sure you complete it before you go in and check that off. And if you want to share your Wheel of Life in the Facebook group, you can do that. Sometimes it's fun to see what people are putting down for those. And if you're comfortable sharing, it's always fun to get to comment and support each other.
It's always interesting too how people get creative in different ways of how they fill them out. So it's just fun. All right.
Very good. So if you have a question, you can type it into the chat and we will do our best to answer it.
I see one person saying India is 12 hours ahead. So I'll leave those posts open for at least 48 hours just to account for the time differences.
Cool. Same for Australia there. It says, let's see if there's any other questions. It says, when making a change, do you change one thing or many? I think in general, it's best to focus on one thing. Sometimes things fit together, like, you know, maybe exercising and doing yoga or taking a walk in the morning, taking a walk at night. You're talking about two different things. People that talk about habits say basically changing one habit at a time is plenty. If you want to work on two, you could probably pull that off. Some of you are real experienced it transformational and commitment and working on goals and all of that, feel free to amp that up if you think you can do it. But for most people, I think focusing on one thing that's going to, you know, there was a book written by Gary Keller, who started Keller Williams Real Estate, and he wrote a book called The One Thing. If you want to read that, I think it's a very short little book, 120 pages, maybe big type, small pages. And he talked about, if there was one thing that you could change that would change everything, what would that one thing be? Like at one point for us, for Patty and I, we didn't have a sales team. We just had people were buying our books because of referrals. But there was a point where it peaked out. Then we hired a sales team. We started doing trainings. That changed everything. We didn't really even have a marketing program for a while. Hiring a personal assistant could be one thing that changes everything. You know, exercise could be that one thing that changes the quality of your life, or changing your diet. You know, since I've gone to a plant-based diet and cut out sugar and things like that, I don't need as much sleep. I've lost 20 pounds. I feel more energized. So what is that one thing? It might be finishing your book. It might be starting a podcast, you know, that would change everything. We had a yoga teacher who was making $50,000 a year, and the next year made $500,000, 10 times her income. How did she do that? Well, the one thing she did was she created a PBS special. And she became known through that PBS special. So that one thing, just that 1 hour of PBS, changed her entire life. So, you know, Chicken Soup for the Soul, that one book changed my life. When Patty wrote her book, that changed her life financially, in terms of her credibility, in terms of the impact, requests for speaking. So that would be my
answer. Let me just add one thing to that real quick, because I know we don't have a lot of time. But that one thing, that first book that I wrote for Chicken Soup for the Soul, it was my sister's idea for my mom. And my response to my sister, the event was, my sister said, let's write a book called Chicken Soup for the Surviving Soul. And my response was, why would they let us do that? I'm an employee. And had I not had her say, what are you, nuts? Go in. And I did go in and I asked Jack and Mark if I could do that. And they went, yeah, sure. And that was like 17 books later and several million dollars. Had I not gone with, if I had stuck to my old story, and not believe that I could ask, and even though I was scared to death when I did it, I would be in a totally different place and I'd probably be a very upset woman. So it's those things too. I wanna answer another question real quick. Monica says, will this be difficult to time manage if I'm in Train the Trainer online? Absolutely not. Monica, everything you do here is going to be social proof, and you're gonna be able to tell these stories that you did it too. It's gonna be just, it's a lab project for you. It's like you're gonna be this little lab rat. You're going to do the work and you're going to say, when I did this, this is what happened for me. So it's going to ingrain it even more and more. So keep on doing it and just know they're going to merge together and be amazing. So if you're into the trains.
Let me read a question to you, Patty, because I think you could answer this really well, because you deal with a lot of people. It says, I have my business in order, I think. It's an online meditation site and audio children's bedtime stories. I spent years on my website and audios hiding behind them, yet I'm too scared to push them and get seen. My 30-day challenge is career and work. I don't know what I need to do to commit to myself. I'm almost stuck as to where to start, but want to take action. I'm 100% committed to whatever I need to do. I just don't know what that is. How would you respond to that?
I would say that share your big dream about your audio program with everybody you know. And so I would look at, where can I share that? What do I need to do to get it done? Get it done. Don't be 007, you know, this person by day and transformer by night. It doesn't work. Own your full self. And the people, you'll be amazed at who will show up to say, oh my gosh, how can I help you do that? Or that's a great idea. I have a lot of friends, Kate Butler, who's on this call. If you go to katebutlerbooks.com, talk to her. That's her specialty, children's books. She knows everything there is to know about how to do those things. So ask for support and do it. Just do it.
Yeah, I would say probably social media is what you need to do to get the word out. Get out there, do some blogs, do some video blogs, do some Facebook Lives, some Instagram Lives, let people know what you have, and it'll start to work by referral.
And the other thing too is share your story. So, you know, when everybody said to us Chicken Soup won't work, we knew it would in our hearts, because Jack had been telling stories from stage and people were coming and saying, that story you told changed my life. And so even though we had naysayers, because you're doing the research, because you are in real time, this is a time now in the world where you can do it on Zoom, you can do it on Facebook, you can do it on Instagram. I would definitely suggest that you put some of those stories out via Instagram, because that's where you're gonna find the moms, that's the demographic, and start to get your own feedback. Lots of times we hide our projects and go out and put them out and we don't tell anybody. But the more feedback you get, the more confidence that you have, and the more you might find too that some are amazing and some aren't so great, which will also allow you to then be more flexible and guide you maybe into a direction you wouldn't have known even was going to exist. That's exactly what happened for us with Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul. We had no idea, but it was based on the feedback we got from the kids. So we decided to act on that inspiration. So that's what I would say. And if you need more talk on that, we can talk about that during office hours. Not a problem at all.
Someone asked about, is all I have to do between now and the next call the homework? Yes, the homework and the challenges that are being the Facebook post. What are your favorite books? We'll post that somewhere in the Facebook thing. Want to launch an online program so I can increase my income. Should my goal be work and career or financial? I'd make it work and career. The financial will follow that.
That's an important thing too. Why do I want to create an online program? And be really clear about what your why is and how are you coming? Like, what service are you providing for people? What need are you filling? And then also teach it several times before you actually create that online program. So when our online program came together, Jack had already been teaching this forever. And so I was pretty confident that if I could get it on camera, we could get it into a very tight program. So make sure that you're doing that and don't just jump in. I find a lot of people, they put a bunch of time and money into that before they've actually done it more than, like, I would say like 10 times. Even if it's to your dog or your friends or anybody in your neighborhood, anybody, especially now on Zoom, you can do that. So practice, practice, practice. Get really clear about what worked. You'll see it. You'll see people's eyes light up. You'll get comments back. And then you can make a very beautiful program. So just be mindful of that.
Someone says, my gut is telling me to work on two areas for just 30 days. Is that too much? I would say trust your gut.
I agree.
Says, I'm very lost. How do I find myself? Just keep showing up and doing the work. I think by the end of the third or fourth session, you'll be a lot clearer. So don't worry about that. How long are these sessions to take in the future? We're going to schedule 2 hours, an hour and a half. Normally, we went a little over today because of the glitch with the breakout rooms. But basically, 2 hours is what we're scheduling. We may go a little over with Q&A. You can always leave during the Q&A, when you want to. Regarding handouts, as TTT grad coaches, are we allowed to replicate these pages? Yes, you may with the Canfield copyright. Feel free.
Absolutely. This is one of the great things about being in the coaching and training. This is, we're always looking at everything that we create. How can then you go ahead and use? Because there's no reason. We have a huge team that can create these things. And for you to spend time doing that is not necessarily the best use. We want you teaching and helping us transform the world, and we need all of you as trainers. Yeah. So
someone writes, every time I start something important, new, unusual obstacles come up. Any tips for battling past those? Number one, stop believing that's going to happen. Number two, hold it. If they do, it's a test for you to develop perseverance and courage and whatever qualities and skills you need to develop in terms of that. Obstacles in life are actually gifts that teach you to develop strengths. So don't be too upset about that. If everything was easy, we'd all be rich, happy, and thin. Doesn't work like that, but you become a stronger person as you move through the obstacles.
You say rich, skinny, and still go to heaven. Okay, so here's a good one. Should I go for what's realistic or what's outrageous for the 4-month coaching program? Go for outrageous. Realistic is boring. You know, we had an outrageous goal to have 1 million books sold and then 5 million books sold and then whatever came next. And we literally were sitting around a table and no one knew who we were. So go big. And you'll, even if you don't get there, your subconscious mind will help you get way further and farther than you ever thought was possible. And so it's a new habit. And that's just what that is. Think big and then figure out what you need to help support that and make it real, because you can.
Says the billionaires who wake up at 5 a.m, how many hours of sleep do they average? Usually between 6.5 and 7. They go to bed around 10. And I go to bed at 10 and wake up at 6. So I get 8 hours. But basically, sometimes I get up at 5:30. I get 7, 7.5. Someone mentions habit stacking. One of the things that's really cool is if you could put a new habit connected to something you already do. Like for a while I was working up to 100 pushups. So every time I would go to the restroom, when I came out, I would do 20 pushups. So I stacked that habit with something I was already doing. And you can start to build habits that connect to other habits. So valuable thing to do. Recommend content. Can I work on one goal for 30 days and then add a second goal next month? Yes, you absolutely can if you want to. Well, all the challenges involve making public postings on Facebook. I don't think that's necessarily the case, no.
We encourage you to, because then the group can support it. And again, that's kind of uncomfortable, but it's also a way of really being able to build your business over time. There's a lot of Facebook strategies where you don't have to buy ads. And the more that you're live and you're doing videos, the more Facebook really rewards you in doing that. So yeah. Same thing with us. I mean, even Jack, you'll see him now. He's going live so much more. We get to buy less ads. We get more engagement. We get more reach. And he's got his cheat sheets. And if he can do it, we can all do it. I mean, he just learned and he's going to be 76 years old. So I have a question here.
The question is, do we book office hours by sending an email or calling the office to make a booking? No, Patty's just going to be on a Zoom call like this, and you'll be sent a Zoom invitation. You'll know how to get into there, and then we'll let you know how to submit questions in advance. Some questions will be like 20 people asking the same question, so those questions will get answered first, and there may be opportunity to type in new questions as we're going through it. Going to be focusing on leveling up my real estate business. What would be a good affirmation to use? I would just say, I'm so happy and grateful that I'm now, and then feeling what's the income level you want to be working at. I'm so happy and grateful that I'm now earning $300,000 a year in my real estate business, something to those along those lines.
Or, you know, the other piece of that too is, I'm so happy and grateful that I'm creating a beautiful space for others to spend their life in and raise their family. Like, so you can have like a money one, but you can also have one from service. So really think about those things, because when we come from that place of service and we're serving others, we serve ourselves hugely.
Right.
Jack, there's a question here from someone that says, everything takes longer than I think. So I schedule too much. I don't get everything done. Can you talk to that from a psychological standpoint for a second about what happens when we're overcommitted? Or we don't realize how long things take.
One of the things we teach is called the rule of five, where you make a commitment to do five action steps every day, and that will get you toward your goal. And if you find that every day you're up till 1 a.m. trying to get them done, then you've scheduled too many things. And one of the things you have to learn to do to be successful is renegotiate commitments. So you make commitments, you want to keep them, but sometimes they become self-destructive. And so then what you do is you go back to the person and say, you know, I realize I've overcommitted. I'd like to renegotiate my commitment. I'd like to push this off farther into the future. I'd like to push more of this back on you. I'm co-writing a book with someone up in Canada right now. It became really clear that I had overcommitted to too many things, especially during the pivot for COVID-19, requiring more time of my life in the company, working on things like this, et cetera, than I would have for writing, which I used to have. So I went back to her and I said, you know, I need to renegotiate my commitment to about a fourth of what I said I was going to do. And so if you need to hire someone else, I can perhaps, you know, pay for part of that. If we need to hire an editor, if you need me to edit some things, but I can't be doing, you know, new writing. I just don't have the time to do that. So that's what's true for me. Be self-destructive to my health, my family, my business. She was fine with that. And we worked it out. So don't be afraid to renegotiate. But sometimes you have to go too far to know how far too far is. And then you have to like work your way back to what's reasonable. And I always say, look, life is a marathon, not a sprint. And so if it takes you 2 years to finish your book instead of one, if it takes you 2 years to become, you know, an internet phenomenon instead of 3 months, that's okay. You know, you've got a long life ahead of you for most of you. And so I'm 75, I'm very famous, but it took me a lot of years to get here, going around to schools and doing trainings for 30 teachers in a school from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, you know, getting good at what I did and then slowly building up to doing general public work and larger groups. And now, you know, I just gave a keynote to 7,000 people. So it takes time. So don't bemoan yourself that. Set goals, be outrageous, set them high. I love that quote, if you shoot for the sun and you don't make it, at least you landed on the moon. So have big goals, But at the same time, you know, don't be, we'll talk a little bit about something called the gap, which we learned from Dan Sullivan toward the end of the program.
Focus and buffer.
Yeah, the gap between what your goal was and what you actually achieved, but you always made progress, and that's what's important.
One of the things real quickly, Jack, like, so, you know, with the free focus and buffer days, it's in the success principles. If you have it, if you don't know it, you should read about it. But what you can do too, is you can barter with someone else. So when I had kids, it was like, all right, I'll take your kids for this day, so you can have a day to work on your project if it's Saturday. And then you take my kids the next Saturday, and then I have a full day. Because one of the things that happens is if you don't have like a little bit of a chunk, like a real focus time, it's very difficult to stay motivated, especially with the book. So do bartering. I mean, I bartered everything under the sun for years, and it works. And so think about that. Don't let, I can't afford to hire someone to help, or I can't do that. Start to get outside of that thought process and to like, if I could do that, who else could I help that could help me? Who's strong in that area? Or, you know, or just like, I had a personal assistant and she was already doing all the work for her own dog and her own kids, and my kids were her kids' best friends. I'm like, hey, wait, could you be my personal assistant? Total game changer. Didn't even think about it. She was doing it for years before I said, wow, if you're already going to the store, go to the store for me too. So it's like, there are so many ways to really create the time and space that you need. We just have to collectively be willing to dream big and to believe, if anything, that we deserve to have those things. That's a huge piece. So we'll work on that as we go through. I know we're getting over time.
I've got 8 more minutes. I'm willing to keep going.
Okay. If everybody else is, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Someone asked, why are family and friends usually the ones that are the most discouraging and trying to tell you to quit doing something you want to do? And often they're threatened. They're afraid that you're going to lose the family money, lose your job, lose the house. You know,
my dad was afraid I was going to work for a hippie.
Yeah. They're afraid you're going to, you know, not have as much time for them. There's all that kind of things that come up. I remember when I was going to start a foundation, my ex-wife basically said, you know, you don't have time to start another thing. I said, thank you very much for your contribution. And I went and started the foundation. So you do not need other people's approval to do what you want to do. And they're doing the best they can to support you. They think they're doing something for you. Don't be angry with them. Just say thank you for your contribution and then go ahead and do what you want to do.
Great. I think I told you that about TLC. You said, I want to create the Transformational Leadership Council. I said, are you nuts? We have 12 books due this year. You said, I'm doing it. And I said, okay. Because I know when Jack is really clear and he sets his mind to something, nothing is going to get in the way. The seas part, the skies open. So it's all right, what support do you need? It's probably not going to be me in the beginning, but it's going to happen.
Someone asked, what's the best way to slow down your responses to an event in E plus R equals O? I would say spend a little time meditating every day. I teach this hour of power, 20 minutes of meditation, 20 minutes of reading, 20 minutes of exercise in the morning. If you do that, you're going to be, and then I would ask yourself during your meditation, ask the question, you know, am I doing the best response to this challenge, to this book I'm writing, to this person who's asking me to work with them, to my wife's upset with me, whatever it might be. And then just sit in that silent space and let the answers come. They're going to come from a different place, from what we call your essential self, your high self, cosmic wisdom, your subconscious wisdom, whatever it might be. People have different names for it. But the more you build in silent time into your life, quiet time, reflecting time, then that shows up during the day in more mindfulness. And I do... every hour, I'll just stop for a minute and just close my eyes, take a deep breath and ask myself, is there anything I need to be paying attention to? Because I can get so into my head that I forget to drink my water, forget to go eat lunch, and then I get in touch with that. So just a little, you know, minute of silent breathing can be very helpful for you.
And drink water.
I address the challenge. I've gotten a few questions on here about the challenge.
Absolutely.
All right. So right now what is in there is the challenge overview. That's just a high level overview. Every day you're going to get a post that has the detailed explanation of what we want you to do for the challenge. Some of them are meant to be fun and get you out of your comfort zone. Some of them are meant to share something that we're learning here. Some of them are going to be just something that we want you to look a little bit closer at. So, you'll get those every single day. You don't need to worry too much about knowing what's coming. But those are going to be in there. And Jack and Patty will be participating as we go along. And then another thing that I keep seeing come up is the question piece. After this call, we're going to have a place in the membership portal where people can ask questions in advance, and we can kind of see what the themes of the questions are so that you're not getting overlooked. You know, we don't want anyone to feel like their question is overlooked over and over and over again. So we just want to make sure that you guys know that that's going to be available for you in the membership portal. And some of those can be answered during Patty's office hours. We may do a Facebook Live where we're going to answer some of those questions. So today was a little bit more hectic because the breakout rooms didn't work, but in the future, you guys are going to get a lot of opportunity to connect and get to know one another and be more involved in the calls also.
Yeah. Someone writes, my goal is to fix the broken relationship between myself and my 13-year-old son. How can I work on this when it involves another person? First, work on the relationship of you to the son that's in your own mind. In other words, as you hold your son, do you have judgments of your son? Are you afraid of your son? Are you looking to requiring your son to change his behavior before you'll love him unconditionally? I would recommend a book called Loving What Is by Byron Katie. She does something called The Work. You can go to her website, thework.com. And mostly what gets in the way of relationships is our belief that the other person should be different than they are, should be doing something different than they're doing, and learning to be at one with that, and then to be at peace with that, then it changes the dynamic. All relationships are a system between two or more people. When one person changes, the system has to change. So by you changing your relationship to your son inside of you, in other words, your beliefs, thoughts, feelings, judgments, anger, resentments, fears, anxieties, shame, whatever it might be. So start with that, and we can address that a little more in the future. But Byron Katie's book, Loving What Is, and going to her, thework.org or thework.com, and just follow the directions there.
Well, and also asking him on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate our relationship? And let your son let you know what that is, and then ask him what would it take to up level that number by 1 or 2 or 3 or whatever it is. Lots of times I think we think we know what our kids are thinking and we have no idea.
Question comes up, can we include our teenagers in this since they are home? Meaning, for someone, here's where I'm at. If your husband, wife, roommate, son, daughter, cousin, long lost person who got quarantined with you by no
like at my house
wants to sit in front of the TV, not TV, but the computer and watch all this, fine. I'm totally fine with that. We want to help you and anyone that's in your environment, that's all great.
Anything else?
Any other questions that you see? Anybody? I see a lot of thank yous.
Nope. Not that I see. Can you suggest a good book, audiobook for financial planning? Jocelyn, what's the one?
A good book on financial planning. We'll find one and we'll post that. You could write that down, Jocelyn.
Dave. Last name.
Unshakable is a great one by Tony Robbins.
And Dave Ramsey.
Yeah, Dave Ramsey is always a good one.
Anything by Dave Ramsey is very powerful.
Busy Orman sometimes is great.
Yeah. Late Factor. Start Late, Finish Rich by David Bach, who beat us on the number one list for a while after we shared all that great information with them about how to do so.
Someone said I'm a chiropractor. I may have to start back to work, which would mean I won't be available for the Zoom calls. Just watch the recordings and come, you know, do as much of the work as you can do. And you'll get a lot out of it, I'm sure.
Yeah. Or play it on your television in your waiting room. I was playing it. I was practicing yesterday and had it up on a big screen in the living room. Pretty cool. All right.
Okay. Well, I think we should probably let this go. And I appreciate all of you for being here. I love you. And if you had a question didn't get answered, please submit it where you'll see where to submit it in the portal. And we'll attempt to either answer it there or answer it when Patty does office hours. And I appreciate all of you being here. And thank you for being patient as we're working out our little Zoom glitches. First time it didn't work for us. So we'll handle it.
We'll figure it out.
I'm just looking over at the scroll here. All right. So thank you all.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.
Have a great week.
I look forward to office hours and all of your Facebook posts and being in the community. No pressure.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you. Take care.